Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Forget Me Not, The One Alzheimer's and Dementia Guide for Professional and Family Caregivers by Deborah Costiu, is a practical nonfiction caregiving guide focused on the realities of supporting people living with Alzheimer's disease and other dementias. Rather than presenting a medical textbook or a theoretical overview, it concentrates on day-to-day care decisions, communication difficulties, behavioral changes, and the emotional strain the caregivers often face. The book is designed for both family members and professional caregivers, which gives it a broad but still targeted audience in the dementia care field. Based on the available descriptions, its central purpose is to help readers respond more effectively to challenging behaviors, reduce conflict, create a safer and calmer environment, and maintain caregiver well-being. The tone appears instructional and compassionate, with an emphasis on practical strategies, examples, and exercises. Its appeal lies in translating dementia care into usable actions that can improve both the experience of the person with cognitive decline and the stability of the caregiving. Relationship. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, practical dementia care instead of abstract medical theory. Caregivers often need immediate answers to recurring situations, and the book seems built around that need. By emphasizing specific examples, case studies, and exercises, it provides a structure that supports learning through application rather than memorization. That approach is important because dementia care is highly situational. What works in one interaction may fail in another if tone, timing, or environment is different. A practical guide helps readers think in terms of response patterns, not fixed formulas. This makes the book especially suitable for busy readers who cannot spend time on dense academic material but still need reliable, usable guidance. Secondly, managing difficult behaviors through de-escalation and redirection. The practical benefit of this topic is that it helps caregivers preserve dignity while reducing tension. Instead of framing difficult behavior as defiance, the book encourages a more interpretive response. The person may be communicating discomfort in a limited way. That perspective changes the caregiver's role from enforcement to support. It also helps families avoid repeated arguments that are emotionally exhausting and rarely productive. The emphasis on calmer responses and better environmental control suggests that the book treats behavior as something that can be influenced by caregiving method, not merely endured. Thirdly, communication strategies that reduce conflict and increase reassurance. This topic is especially important because many caregiving conflicts come from trying to correct or reason with someone whose cognitive limitations make that impossible or counterproductive. The book seems to encourage communication that is simpler, calmer, and more validating. That does not mean ignoring reality. It means adapting speech to the person's present abilities. In practice, that may help caregivers avoid arguments, reduce repeated questioning, and preserve the relationship. For professional caregivers, these skills are especially valuable because they support consistency across shifts and care settings. Fourthly, caregiver self-care and burnout prevention as part of good dementia care. A strength of this focus is that it moves beyond idealized caregiving narratives. In real life, caregivers may be grieving, overworked, and isolated while still expected to stay calm and effective. The book appears to respond to that reality by offering strategies intended to preserve the caregiver's emotional and mental health. This is a practical contribution because stable caregiving depends on the caregiver's capacity to continue. A guide that includes self-care is more credible than one that assumes endless resilience. It recognizes that protecting the caregiver also protects the person living with dementia. Lastly, a guide shaped by advocacy, lived experience, and public education. The advocacy element also helps explain why the book may feel more personal and emotionally direct than some comparable guides. Readers are not only being instructed, they are being invited to see dementia care as a responsibility that requires awareness, patience, and protection. That can be especially meaningful for family caregivers who feel unprepared or alone. It also gives professional caregivers a larger framework for understanding their work as part of a culture of respect and safety. In a crowded caregiving category, this combination of practical instruction and advocacy-driven purpose helps the book distinguish itself. In conclusion, Forget Me Not is best suited to family caregivers, professional caregivers, and readers who need a practical, emotionally aware guide to dementia care rather than a clinical overview. Its main benefit is that it focuses on what can be done day-to-day, how to respond to troubling behaviors, how to communicate with less conflict, and how to protect the caregiver from exhaustion while still maintaining quality care. That makes it especially useful for people who are already in the middle of caregiving and need guidance that can be applied immediately. Compared with many books in the same category, it stands out for combining hands-on instruction with an advocacy-informed perspective shaped by the author's personal experience. It does not treat dementia care as a purely medical or procedural matter, Instead, it connects technique, empathy, safety, and caregiver sustainability. For readers looking for a guide that is direct, compassionate, and grounded in real caregiving pressures, this book offers a focused and credible resource. If you would like to support Deborah Costio, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.